Blog Talk Radio.
So they're gripping something in my IV and making my family aware that.
Hello. Hello. People, when I went to the house of Jacob,
okay, thank you, Elder Amar. We have Elder Gabar. He's waiting in the wings, I'm sure. Let's see. Ahayah's calling back Israel. Whoa. Whoa. Yes, Elder Gabar. You with me, Elder Gabar?
Hey, Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How we doing? Yeah, I'm plugging in. I'm going to be calling in 5 minutes. I'm setting up now.
I'll just pull you in when it's time. Just text my phone, okay?
Perfect.
Or you can just keep it like that on mute until you set things up and just pop in.
Yep. Perfect. I'll mute my phone right now. I'm putting my, I just finished working out. Putting my shirt and my going right now.
So. Okay, great. You there?
Perfect.
All right, so Elder Lawyer, you with me? You with me, Elder Lawyer? Okay, I'm going to let y'all, I'm going to keep y'all on hold. Let's open up the calls. 515-605-9327. Okay. Sunshine, you're live. 2 minutes. Let it go. I have to do it because she's in the queue first.
Everybody. Hi, Elder. Okay. Shalom. Hi.
And we appreciate it. Shalom.
Shalom. Elder, it's so true. Part of what the questioning is to, about going to the hospital or not going to the hospital shows this ability to navigate this strange terrain, or otherwise it's divide and conquer. And this is what Christ was telling us when he's, part of it, I'm learning, he who endured to the end, the same shall be saved. It's so important to see this and understand in this day, because not only are we weeding out as Jews and Gentiles in Christ from, out of this new world religion, but those who are within the body of Christ are also being weeded out to see who will stand strong in Christ in this time of trouble and who will fold and become weakened by the confusion state that the world is now in. There are those who are among us that were never with us, and then there are those who need reassurance in the body to help renew in strength as the strong helps the weak. But it is indeed a stupor. One lady this week stated that her husband, a 39-year-old husband, died, and the doctors claimed it natural causes. And then she said, "This, because they said that, it's so." And she accepted it, and she didn't ask any question. And then one pastor said that he took the JJ juice and said no one is going to make him feel guilty about taking it because he has parents coming up in age. And so this stupor is real, and the specters and chitim are even all about. I have a relative that said that she worked with children, and she was singing a song, and it was like one of the kids' songs with, about Christ, and the child's eyes rolled back in her head, and she started scratching and acting crazy when she heard that song. So the key is walking through this valley of the shadow of death with wisdom and knowing the enemy, and knowing that, as it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything, and we need to occupy, but know the truth of Christ over the vanities of this world. And critical thinking, like Ella Lawyer mentioned, is key. We need to know what to say yes to and what not to say yes to. Like Chapat mentions in the academy, we need to know our legal rights and informed consent and learn the routes that we need to take to claim, you know, when something said mandatory, it's not necessarily so because it's not law, to know what to do and what the patient-doctor relationship and even HIPAA means. And most importantly, when walking into any of these facilities, we pray without ceasing and know that having the whole armor of the Most High, our power is with us when 1,000 fall at one side and 10 at our right hand. But the Most High, by His grace, with Him, no harm will come to us. And if we love and obey Him, if it is His will be done, and He knows the beginning from the end. And so that's all I wanted to say, Elder. Praise the Most High and bless Ahaya. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, praise the Most High. Oh, bless you.
There you go. Bless you. Sunshine is in the house. Elizabeth has a question. Thank you, Sunshine. You always bring sunshine. Elizabeth. Elisheba, I'm sorry. How are you doing, Elisheba? You have a question.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The floor is yours.
I have three questions. Is that okay?
Okay. Depends on how long the questions are and how long it may take to answer the question.
I will make it quick because I've been trying to get in touch with the church now for two or three years.
Okay. Oh, don't worry about it. We're going to work with you. I said, listen,
okay.
We're not going to go there now, right? We got you now.
Okay.
Your first question.
I'm just going to ask my question.
Your first question.
Number one, where in the Bible do it say that a elder can teach the children of Israel the word of God, the Bible, and lead a church? That's one question.
Okay.
Hold up.
Let's get there. Elder Lawyer, okay. Let's get Timothy real quick.
Could you do my Bible, please?
Okay.
Let's get Timothy and give the scriptures on elders. And also, let's get out of the epistles, the actual administration that the Most High through Peter set up. Some deacons, some elders, let's get all that.
Yes, and, sir.
I'm going to answer your question. That's an easy question. Let me ask you, were you raised in the church?
No, I listened to the church for about 10 years.
No, listen to what I'm asking you. Before the internet, did you go to church?
Yes, I used to be a pastor.
Okay. Let's not talk. Sister, just answer the questions I'm giving you, all right? You were raised in a church, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I was raised in a church, yes.
When you were raised in a church, you were raised under a male pastor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at any time while you were in the church, did you ever ask that pastor, did he have the authority according to the Bible to be in that position?
No, I never asked him.
Okay, well, let's keep it there for a second. And I'm gonna come back to that because then the question arises, if you didn't ask questions then, why now when that pastor probably lied to you? But I'm not even gonna go there. Let me give you the scriptures. Since you are a pastor, you should know these already, right? Get an ink pen. Get an ink pen, Pastor, since you call yourself a pastor. Are you a pastor now?
Not anymore. I gave all the names up. No.
Good.
No.
Well, that's good. And if you gave all religions up, you didn't give religion up. You're a Satanist. And I'm gonna go there too. But first, let's deal with your first question. Where in the Bible does it say elders are established according to God, is your question, correct?
Yes.
Let's answer that first. Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. I'm going to start in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore he said,
hold on. Your name is Elishaba, right? Elishaba.
Yes.
Okay, Elishaba, I need you to repeat this scripture for me. Elder lawyer, give her the scripture again.
Ephesians 4 and 8.
Ephesians
I'm going to take it down to 12.
Ephesians 4, 8. Sister, let me know when you got that.
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now. Let me get a hear on the Bible. Yes, I'm there.
Okay, read that, Elder Lawyer. Can you hear Elder Lawyer reading?
Yes, I hear Elder Lawyer.
Excellent. Read that, Elder Lawyer.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Okay, so
we all come.
Finish that last piece up, and then I'm going to Elder Lawyer. If you can bring your camera on, do that too.
Yes, sir.
Do your last piece, Elder Lawyer, the last verse there, so that I can answer that and go to where it says elders for the sister.
Yes, sir. Again, it says that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
Okay, so do you understand what Christ established in the earth according to the Bible, sister?
Yes, I understand this scripture in the New Testament. It's a very Christian scripture.
Sister, listen. That's the first scripture. Now I'm going to give you the next scripture. I'll give you the next scripture.
Timothy?
No, we're going to read it for you. And I'm going to let you know you can repeat it back when I tell you, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Timothy real quick, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. 1 Timothy 3 and 1.
1 Timothy 3 and 1. You got that, sister?
Yes, sir. I have it.
Okay. Okay, Elder Lawyer, read that.
This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must then be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, and of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous. One that ruleth his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
So as you can see, bishops, deacons, when you read the Timothy the third chapter, these are they who are over churches and the administration of the churches to edify the body of Christ. Do you understand that, sister? So now it's given what? It's actually given the positions and the responsibility that comes with those positions, like Paul, like Peter, like the disciples, to establish the government to come opposed to the government of this world, right? Now, Elder Lawyer, I need you to read where it says, give an elder double honor.
Yes, sir. Going to 1 Timothy 5.
Let's get it.
Okay. 1 Timothy 5 and 17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
So as you're going to understand, since according to the Bible, the Most High set up what? Elders to bear rule over the church.
Okay.
See that?
If I can say something when you get done.
Well, sister, you can say something. You can you asked me to give you the scriptures, and I gave you the scriptures. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. So listen, I'm not going to have you come and give your reason to why you disagree with them. You asked me if they were in the Bible. They're there. Okay.
Okay.
So
so
listen.
I understand the scriptures that you gave me. I read all of them before.
I'll say okay. Okay. So now you can ask me your next question.
Okay. But can I just say something with this one and then
no.
after the next one?
No, sister, no. You can ask me the
okay.
next question.
Okay. Okay. Where in the Bible the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it?
Say that again.
Let me read it again for you, Elder. Where in the Bible the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it or leading it or guiding it?
Okay, you know what? That is a great question. And you know what we can start with? The Roman Empire. Every church that was set up, sister, even after the fall of Rome, they were ran by Israelites. The fall of Jerusalem, we still had Eusebius, the elders who were spoken about, the church fathers in the book of the Eusebius was after the fall of Jerusalem. So you're not going to find people in the Bible in captivity. The church was actually built out of us being ruled under the Roman Empire. Okay, so let's start with Christ's church. The Romans were ruling when Christ's church began. What is your next question?
Okay. Do you have a scripture for that?
What is your next question?
Okay. Next question. Why you don't call the God of Israel by his name? 95% of the time, you call him Most High, and are you sure that's his title? When you run the research, the word takes you back to Jehovah.
Okay. I call the Most High name the Most High because he is the God of all gods. Okay? That means the Most High. There is no higher God. But if I'm going to speak about him in name, I would use the name given to Moses. His name is Ahiah. It could not have been Jehovah because there was no J's invented. Okay? Now, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yes.
What God do you believe in? And that doesn't take a long time to answer.
I believe in the God of all God. His name is Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay. So, according to that, you don't believe that you should be guided by men that are established in this earth, correct?
I don't believe we're even supposed to have a church on the side of the world at all.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, may the Most High be with you. And hopefully you guide yourself, and we'll see you in the kingdom, all right? And I'm going
to
bring you
on
hope. I'm
going to
show you what you like. I'm going to show you what you like, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to show you what you like right there, Gigabyte Land, okay? Because this is what's wrong. See? And see, I knew she was against the work from the beginning, but I allowed her questions. Now, we need to know what the representation of this, what we've just seen with our men trying to help our people, where's the representation of our own image, our women coming in to say what we're doing is wrong and don't have the authority to do it according to God? When she didn't do it from her pastors who learned of the white people. Where's the equivalent of this amongst other races? At the same time, we're being told men aren't standing up. That's all I want to say. Because it takes a lot of, God, we know that there's demons there, but it takes a lot, it takes a deep spirit to oppose men of the Most High who are standing up for her nation. We're standing for her. Yeah.
It was the church that gave her the name of Ahiah.
Yeah, and she says the name of Ahiah that she's been following for years is the God she served. But don't have no respect for the men who fast and prayed and got the information to bestow the name of the God, name of God on her or to her. Elder Lawyer, let's get the flock of my pastors are men. And this is why the Bible talks about that certain spirit that opposed. You know why? And I know what's going on with women like this. She don't see a place where she can flex authority amongst our church. In the world, she can be recognized as a pastor. In the church, she can be recognized as a sister who must humble herself and learn. Okay? Let's read the flock of my pastors, Elder Lloyd.
Yes, sir. And I have one more just in the New Testament before we go back.
Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Acts 14:22-23, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. And when they had ordained elders in every church.
Hold up. They ordained elders where?
And when they had ordained them elders in every church.
And where?
In every church.
In every church.
And had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed.
And you know what? But I do give her credit and I thank the Most High for it. I'm glad she's able to show forth what she believes and say outright that she would rather be separate from us. Can you imagine that mentality amongst brothers and sisters in the church? There would be no church. There would be no order. But I tell you this, I bet you she's in total order with the company that employed her. See, I started to go into it and make her a topic in discussion, but it's not even worth it. She's only in order with something that looks different than a black man. And that's all I got to say. She's in total order with her boss. And she's been taught that. We have to pray for her. They're not, and guess what? This is what, whether you like it or not, this is what the Most High is using to help change the world. Whether you respect it or not. Okay? He always used the black men to change the world, starting with Christ. Okay? Starting with the name of God you're talking about. Ahiah was given to a black man by the name of Moses. The civil rights that afford you to be able to be free to speak against your black men's authority was afforded by men who died like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Now, they didn't die so that you can stand at the very end in the freedom that they died for you to oppose the image of God, which is the black man. And that's what's wrong. No respect. Elder Lawyer, let's get the Most High's pasture. The flock of his pasture are men. Let's read it.
Yes, sir. Ezekiel 34:31.
Read it.
And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men.
Are what?
Are men.
And that's what she got a problem with. She shouldn't have a problem with us. Go to the white man who lied to you in the Christian church coming up, who didn't tell you his name was Ahiah. Where's your vitriol against that white man? Where is it? Where's your questions for him? Where? And not only that, she bullet pointed. She wrote it out. She'd been waiting for a long time to bring this nonsense. If this is not the truth, why bother us through email or try to speak with us when you disagree? What is this weird spirit of not being down with it, but feel a need to attach yourself to it, to oppose it? You know what it is? I know what it is. It's from the pits of hell.
And Elder, this is Gabara. I'm in, just let you know.
Okay, Gabara, you want to say something before I open up the lines? And you know what? I don't want to make this woman a topic because, you know what? She's not worth the time.
Well, amen to that. Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
I wanted to just land back on the – I know Elder had a scripture lined up. I just wanted to let you know I'm in. But, you know, we could take phones. It's up to you.
Okay, let's take some calls. Let's read that scripture real quick, Elder Lawyer.
Okay, we'll do.
Because I'm going to tell you, this is what it comes down to. It comes down to a lack of appreciation. And see, because you're not going to hear, the most you will hear when it comes to certain scenarios, when it comes to persecution, tribulation, and even dying for the work, the most you will hear, and I thank the Most High for it, when it comes to sisters normally would be, you know, Rosa Parks didn't want to sit on the back of the bus. That's all good. But every black man that stood up for a change in this earth knew that they were risking their life for it. And that should come with some level of respect amongst the people that they're putting their life on the line for. And that's what's deep, because I don't see this same example any other place, where I don't see where a white woman or a Chinese woman or another woman will get in a where there's an authority operating to sit back and berate, or not even berate, to knock their men down publicly when they're in a position of authority. I don't see this example any place else. And she had it written down too. What gives you the authority to be a teacher? Where did it say that there will be an elder in captivity? Don't our people need understanding? Do our people not need shepherds to help guide them through? And if we're not here, are you going to do it? You were a pastor. What did you do? Thank you. Absolutely nothing. Read it again, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. Ezekiel 34:31, and ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I'm your God, saith the Lord God.
And see, and that's what she just don't like. And you know, if I was Tom Cruise, she would be all ears. Next call.
And Elder, may I add something to that, if you don't mind?
All right, let's go.
Elder, can you hear me?
Yeah. I got you, Elder Lawyer. I mean, Elder Gabar. Let me pull you up. Yeah, go ahead.
This is my personal opinion in regards to these type of things. From all the tribes of Israel, this is my personal opinion, the number one tribe that Christ came out of, we all know, is Judah.
Yeah.
And I think that the beef, what everybody has when a black man stands up, because the tribe of Judah represents the image of Christ.
Yeah.
I think because when you go into the scripture that says that the Messiah will be rejected, there will be no beauty in him, he will be rejected by men, so forth, so on. So Judah is a reminder of that image of Christ. My personal opinion. And this is the beef. This is the issue, you know, because I think if God would have chosen another tribe, there would not have been pushback when a black man is in charge. That's my personal opinion. So that's the reason why the Most High said I would raise the tribe of Judah first, for the other tribes would not, you know, exert themselves. But I think it goes back to that image of Christ, that the tribe of Judah is the only one, right, that is still repping that image of Christ, and that's why it's a spiritual hatred. You know, people make say it's racism, is this, and all that is part of it. But I think in the spiritual level,
it's not.
The tribe of Judah represents the image of Christ, and that's the pushback. And any other person could be a leader, aggressive, assure himself, you know, moving forward, and people will commend that. But a man of the tribe of Judah is always a pushback. Too hard, you're too soft, you're too this, why, and so forth. And these questions are never asked when a white man or any other man is running any organization. I yield with that.
And I'm glad you brought that out. You understand? And see, and this is why the Most High said in the church in the book of Revelation that he had many things that he was proud of the church. But it was one thing that he had a problem with, is that any church would allow that spirit of Jezebel to have influence amongst the body. So it didn't just start now. We're going to always see this spirit. And this is why, I'm going to tell you, folks, this is the way it is. It's really, we're the only people where there's a battle for power. Every other race of people, every other nation understand that when there's a powerful man that represents their nation, that's a representation of all of us, okay? What I needed to do is the next time Cardi B is on Instagram, I need her to get her bullet points together to ask Cardi B some questions. When T.D. Jakes or all these guys that are robbing our people and dealing with evil, the next time they have something to say and these people have been lying to our people for eons, where's your bullet points against them? But this is what, I'm glad that call came through. Because people think that we be bashing this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, folks, I'm going to tell you, the Bible teaches of this. Power has to be taken. A black man is not supposed to have power without opposition. And the opposition starts within our own nation. The white man ain't holding us back from nothing. He can't. It's not the white man. I'm going to leave it there. 832 area code.
Shalom, Elders.
Shalom, I don't even want to talk about what just happened. You know, we love her. We pray for her. Let's go into it. Let's talk about the confusion that's going on out there right now.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give a little insight for people who are possibly going in for a procedure or something and are possibly being told that they have to take a test to move forward. You do have an option to where you don't have to do the other stuff as far as with the test. You can spit in the cup and they can still get the same results that way. So I know some people have surgeries coming up and they're being told, well, you got to do this. I just want them to know that there is another option out there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so there is an option that you can spit in a cup for the test instead of the other intrusive options is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, bless you.
Thank you, sir. Shalom.
Shalom. And I'll tell you this. Hey, Gabar, you've seen it. When stuff shut down and no one understood what was going on, let me tell you, we were receiving calls from people we didn't know existed. And I'm going to tell you, one thing about this ministry, and when it stands, when it gets into your mind, you can't undo it. And you're going to realize when stuff break down, it's going to be exactly what the Most High showed us, and you're going to be looking for answers saying, listen, you know what? I should have been linking in with these brothers and appreciating what they were bringing forth while I had time.
And absolutely, Elder, because, you know, going back to the conversation about, you know, people make a decision going to a hospital, not going to a hospital, panicking if they're going through these type of decision-making, right? I was reading this scripture, and this scripture came to mind, right, that God, you cannot even love God perfectly if you have full faith. And I'm going to read this scripture. It's in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, and it reads as follows. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has tormented, or it's, you know, we're dealing fear, you're dealing in torment. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Let me read that again. He that fears is not made perfect in love. What is this saying? That you cannot love God perfectly if you still have some fear. And
exactly.
let me give you guys a quick example that everybody could understand, right? We all been in relationship, whether it be in high school or, you know, younger years, that once you may care for somebody, you're dating with somebody, but you don't trust them yet, and then once you be able to trust them, have faith in them, you could then love them fully, right? So God doesn't want you to even love him if it's not perfect. And fear is getting in the way, or the lack of faith is getting in the way of you loving God. Because if you love God, right, and God says, if you ask of me anything, I will give it to you.
Yeah.
I would put a hedge over you. Ask of me, my son. Ask of me, my daughter. Trust in me. So if you don't trust God, and then in the other breath, 100%, and of course, we're going to use wisdom because you go also dealing with, you can't tempt God, right? But when you're dealing with these decisions, the first thing you have to take a deep breath and remove the fear. Remove the fear and think clearly. But you have,
yeah,
to have full faith in God that he's going to pull you through this. And then once you're fearless, you could think clearly.
Yeah.
So I just want to end with that because I a lot of people think that's what's lacking. And when you have fear and lack of faith, you start blaming your spouse. You start blaming the church, the elders. You start blaming things because really that's what people do when you have fear. People what do? Panic.
Yeah.
So faith, you cannot achieve perfect faith without fear, without removing fear. If you have any fear, you can't even love God perfectly. And I'll read it again. I said, he that fear is not made perfect in love.
Exactly.
You gotta have that fear removed out of your heart, Ali.
Exactly. And on top of that, to add to that, it tells us in the epistles, little children, love not in words, but in deed. My little children, we are to love not in words, but in deed. It's our actions to show that we're down with the Most High, or have faith or love for the Most High. And I wanted to read this real quick while you're here, Elder Gabar. Because someone asked, well, what is the elders for? In the midst of all the sicknesses, what are we for, right? Elder Lawyer read earlier about the guidance through counseling to make a sound decision according to the laws of God, right? But it tells us in James, the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil and in the name of the Most High. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, in the scope of what's going on, if someone is sick amongst the church or going on, first, their first step should be reaching out to elders and say, listen, I'm going through something. I'm praying. It may be an emergency. That prayer we're doing to help them doesn't trump the acute emergency room needs that person might have. So even though we're praying over them, if they tell us that what they're feeling might mean, you know, may lead to even death, it's our responsibility to pray with them and give them that support system to guide them to get that health care outside of what the business plague is about, to get that help so that we can bring them back under the body whole. So there is a responsibility as elders to take care of the sheep and lead them during the time of fear. And I wanted to say that too, right?
Fear over faith. I mean, faith over
faith. Faith over fear.
But
it's good that our people know that they have what? That they have support, that with the prayer, that we're here to support them and help navigate them through this trouble. And that's what a church is about. And I hope that Sister Alicia Bai is still on the phone, because without the church, there'd be a lot of people who wouldn't have made it through 2020. You should hear some of the testimonies that I can't even put out there. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there, right? All right, so let me go down the line because I know you all are waiting on the line. Let's go through it. All right, so let's get straight to the point. Keep it within the topic. We have Brother Malcolm on the phone. Brother Malcolm, no, let me go in order. Kamal Gabbar. No, we have Malcolm. He's been waiting longer. Malcolm. 410 area code.
Shalom. How you doing, brothers?
Shalom. How are you?
Yes, praises to the Most High, and I thank the Most High for what you've been doing, brothers, because what you're doing is diligent, and it takes courage to do what you're doing to awaken the masses. I'd like to say, I got a question. I know that you used the word Dovic in place of the stuff. So, question, did you ever do a word search on that word? It's really Divi. Did you do a word search on that?
You know what? We did a word search on it, and a matter of fact, after doing the word search on it, we had to move the video off of YouTube because it got struck for that.
Okay.
Because it, I know we started breaking down. When you look at the word, that word backwards, which is Divock, it's translated from right to left, demon possession.
Uh-huh.
So the Bible tells us, we read it in Second Baruch where it stated that there would be an attack of the specters and shittims, a gateway so that demons can enter. And see, when you look at that, that's right. That divok backward, which is that word backward, is actual opening yourself for demon possession. So yes, we went through that the other day, and I don't want to stay on that because why? We had it behind us. We broke it down. And guess what? The channel was struck because we were showing some certain information. So I'd rather keep it in the scope of what we're talking about. And that's all I want to say on that. And I don't want to talk about that.
I got you, brother. Okay? I mentioned that because this part of the suffering, you said the topic is about the confusion. So the confusion, like I said, is a possession. But Yah said in Exodus chapter 15, verses 26, that if we diligently hearken to his word, his commandments, and keep all of them, and he would put none of these diseases on us. So we know that he's in control of everything. And a lot of people are so focused on trying to find out what the mark of the beast is, but they're not really focused on what is Yah's mark. And Yah's mark is really clearly in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. The word mark is tav. And we know that if we continually to diligently hearken after his word, keeping a set of point times and feast days and Sabbaths, these are the things that sanctify us, would prepare us for salvation. So that mark that they was put on their heads before they went into exile in Babylon, he was telling us to keep his word. Keep his feast days. Keep everything that will sanctify us from the evil that he's going to behold.
Well, you're partly correct. Okay, so I can't discount everything you're saying, but some of what you're saying has to be challenged.
About the mark?
Yeah.
Because you're partly, I just did a word search on it.
No, I ain't talking about a word search. This is well beyond a word search. First of all, we have to deal with the fact that all due respect to you, you keep saying Yah, 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 Yah. When Yah initially was a god in Egypt, the moon god, before we even received the name of the Most High, before the Most High gave his name to Moses, Yah was a god that was being worshipped amongst the pantheon in Egypt. It was the moon god. And Yah doesn't denote whether or not it's the god of the Hebrews, or the gods of the nations. It just means God.
Okay?
So let's break that down first. The second thing, that mark, what you're saying is partly true because that mark is now given through the Holy Spirit. When one lay down their life and repent and be baptized, they receive a gift. Okay? And that's the mark. And that's why it tells us in the New Testament that mark seals us until the day of redemption. So when you go into Ezekiel the ninth chapter, that links directly to what? When the Holy Spirit came down on Peter and gave what? The earth the pathway for the children of Israel for the kingdom of heaven going forward. So that mark now for those who sigh and cry, well, when you're sighing and crying, you're admitting you're wrong in the evil that's being done in the earth too. Not just pointing out what others are doing.
No. I wasn't saying pointing. I was just saying to the level of keeping his word.
Brother, listen to me, though, because I'm not just speaking to you. I'm speaking to a camera. There's thousands of people looking.
Yes, sir, brother.
So you're partly right, because there's many people who's going to follow that law that you're talking about and keep those Sabbaths and still not make it into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay.
The reason, so listen, I got to go to the next call, but continue to listen. Brother, you're very strong. You're very sharp. But the word goes beyond just what? Hebrew searches.
So can I ask one more question before I leave?
Sure.
Is it possible that by doing that, by keeping the commandments, we would be setting ourselves apart, but yet at the same time, just thinking how the falling away is coming because, like, the sister that got off
prior to... Brother, you said you had a question. You're making a statement. What is the question?
I was going to say, is that part of the great falling away, people making that initial having faith in man, having faith in science, and not having things correct?
Well, let me make it clear.
To this point, now they feel like they just don't want to deal with the word no more,
brother,
because they've been lied to and misunderstood.
No, listen to me. No, there is no falling away. That's a false doctrinal point that was made through the Catholic Church. The falling away in the New Testament was talking about the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And that's why Paul said that, no, that the end will not be a falling away first. He knew that the Romans would come to destroy Jerusalem first. So they're teaching this great apostasy doctrine in the Christian church that doesn't apply to Scripture. The falling away has happened already. She's just an unbeliever. Okay? And the Bible says, if you don't believe, you're condemned already. The kingdom is for you. So continue to link in, brother, because I can tell you're sharp. But come on up under the teachings and let's roll.
I shall, brother. I'm trying to find out where I can get to congregate with y'all. So I'm working on that now.
Okay, but brother, I can tell you're pretty sharp and all that. And let me tell you, this Yah Ahayah thing, that's not a hill I'm going to try to fight and die on. I just thought I would just give you some information, because a lot what you were saying was partially true, and I can't knock that down. The Holy Spirit have revealed that to you, but there's more.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Let's just keep on. It's fruits of the Spirit, brother. Thank you, my brother.
Okay. All right. Bless you.
All right.
All right.
Shalom.
All right. Let's get to the next call. That's someone in the UK, and that's Kay Smith.
Shalom, Elder Rakar, and how are you? I'm good.
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahayah. Ahayah, not Yah. Ahayah.
I know. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Before I do that, hold on for 1 second, sister, because I have to make this announcement. Elder Gabbar, since this broadcast began, Elder Gabbar, everyone been putting in the chat that, man, they're filling this hoodie. What is this hoodie I have on? You gave this to me. I am standing, and it looks like it's from, it kind of had the wording from a Spike Lee movie or something.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, you got to give, I got to give credit to Bishop Amav. He came up with the idea, and then we ran with it. You can find that in the I Am Apparel.
I Am Apparel?
Yes, sir. So you can definitely find that. I'll shout out to the brothers out there, Brother Amav, Bishop Amav, he's doing his work. So
I am standing, Ephesians 6 and 13. They go to iamapparel.org if they want to get the hoodie.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. There we go, because I see people putting it in the chat. Listen, I thank the Most High. We have many gifts. They're putting the machines to work, and guess what? This is all in-house. Praise the Most High. And another thing, if you all have lines of different shirts and stuff, and you, instead of going to these other companies, if y'all got a shirt line or whatever, just give it to, call Elder Lawyer, I mean, call Elder Gabbar, And we can put a package together where you can get shirts and all that done, and it stays in-house. We'll just do it for you in bulk, and you can sell it wherever you want, but do it with the work.
Yeah,
imapparel.org.
Yeah, absolutely, Elder. We have a system that's even better. You set up the web, your website, and we'll do all the work behind the scene. You won't pay us until you get paid, until you get a shirt. So if you get paid or somebody pays or buys your shirt, we'll make it for you. We'll ship it for you. And then we just send you a bill at the end of the month. So you don't have to even worry about doing an upfront course with us. You know, so come with the I Am Apparel. We already have other companies that we operate with Yasha Allah Clothing. We also have Be Something, and they've been working with us for years, and that, you know, we could give you some testimony that they've been happy with us. So come, you know, keep it in-house, and you don't have to worry about putting this upfront money or buying bulk and hoping that you sell. You know, we won't charge you until you're making money. So
So how would they contact you for that? What email they would need?
If you could contact Bishop Ahmad, he's in charge of that. Just I am apparel art at gmail.com.
I am apparel art at gmail.com. So if you have shirts and designs and all that, graphic designs, and want to have your own line, I am apparel art at gmail.com.
Yes,
you send an email there, and hey, we got the machines. We'll do it for you. You can start your business, and who knows? Maybe that can help you segue off of the Babylonian zone, that the imposition that's going on. There's many things out there, but we'll talk about that on a separate podcast. All right, thank you, Elder Gabbar. All right, okay. I'm sorry about that, K. Smith. You're live. Talk to us.
Okay. Not really. It's a comment, I think. I've called him before, and I've explained I have sickle cell anemia. So
yeah.
In these times, when I have a crisis, as it's called, when I get really ill, I'm not necessarily can speak for myself. So usually I have my mum speaking for me, but she's elderly now. So I've spoken to my younger brother so that he can be my advocate when I go into hospital, because I can't necessarily stand up for myself when the doctors are trying to come with me with some kind of treatment that I don't really want or subscribe to. So
yeah,
my younger brother speaks for me on that occasion.
Okay, that's good.
I'd also like to say, a few years ago when I was in hospital, I don't know what happened, but I was ill, and I went into hospital. I mean, I went into the bathroom. I thought I was going to be sick, and I threw up a bunch of blood, which scared me very much. So
okay.
I managed to catch some in a tissue, and I showed it to a sister, the nurse sister. And she said, "Oh, it looks like your platelets." So I said, "Okay."
It looks like your what?
My platelets. I'm throwing up my platelets. So they were low in my blood.
Okay. Go ahead. I got it. Go on.
Right. So the doctors came, three of them. They went into a huddle. They didn't speak to me. They saw that I'd thrown up the blood, and they just moved me into a side room on my own. And they started to tell the nurses that they have to wear clothes and basically PPEs.
Yeah. They had a protocol. They have the hazmat-type zones for protocols and instances
right.
like that. But go on.
But the sister told them that it's my platelets. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't have anything contagious. And they totally disregarded her. So
yeah,
majority of nurses that I know, who know me personally, they went into the room without the PPE because they knew nothing was wrong with me. I only had an infection due to, you know, I get infections every now and again due to sickle cells, and it was not contagious. The doctors were trying to tell me I had either malaria or what was the other one? Tuberculosis. Because in the East End of London, where I'm from, tuberculosis is rampant. So they say.
How did you get in front of it, though?
Well, I let them go through their process of testing my blood and waiting a week or so for the first test was a few days, and the second test was like a week or so to come back. And all that time, I'm trying to tell the doctors that it's just, you know, my sickle. I also have another condition called bronchiectasis, as they know. And so causes infections in the blood. It's a condition of the lungs that causes inflammation and also a buildup of fluid. So when the second test came back, they saw that I didn't have malaria or anything contagious. They did not apologize or anything like that. So I told them off. I was livid. My mum was in the room. And she supported me. They were telling her that she had to wear PPE and any other as visitor that I had to visit, they were telling them that they have to. So my mom said to them.
I do gotta go to the next call, real quick in response to what you were talking about, yes.
Yeah.
Since this whole new plague, I'm gonna call it that from now on, this corporate plague that they have out here. Obviously, hospitals and doctor offices are under protocols that the population have no idea about. So anytime they see fluids, blood, they got to treat it. Even if it's a long record of something else, got to treat it under this new emergency stuff and immediately believe that there's a disease breaking out. And you have to realize we're not the only people that are under the stupor out here. The people that are actually in the hospital and doctors, they also are in belief of all of this stuff and are looking to protect themselves. So we have to be mindful of that. But the piece that I wanted to point out is the fact that you had enough knowledge to understand what it was and wouldn't allow them to put a sickness on you. So, but if anything, this shows an example of what we were talking about. You got the treatment you were needed regardless of them bugging out in the hospital and was able to leave without them imposing some type of treatment on you that disagreed with your particular illness. So what you're showing in a nutshell is if you have the knowledge of what you need the doctors for, regardless of their sickness and what they're going through, there's a way you can still receive your life-saving treatment and not have to deal with their, I would say, outright pressuring you under these new protocols. You gave that example. And I thank you for that, sister. You have the last word real quick, but I have to go to the next call.
Okay. I can't hear you. Yeah. For a
okay,
while
don't worry about that. All right. I just want to put that in. Thank you, Sister Smith. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
you. And I'm going to tell you right out, I'm glad she called because this is someone who, because of the healthcare system, has this stuff. What she has is an autoimmune deficiency, allegedly or whatever, okay? But all in all, she knew exactly, and I think a lot of this stuff is on us. They knew we would need the emergency room in these days. But go there with the knowledge for the treatment you used to get before all this, and don't believe anything else. Okay. Operate with the knowledge you know already. Amber, you're live. Shalom. This is Elder Rikar Shiara. You're live at the Gathering of Christ Church. Pierce, you're coming up next, Pierce. Get ready. 406, Pierce, you're coming up next, then 216. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. In response to the title of this video, you know, looking through the confusion, there was a sister that had called in, I think it's not last week, she was new, and you had given her a great insight on, you know, how to stabilize herself and really get those roots deep. And I wanted to just say to that, at least with me, I have a, what I would call a cornerstone video that I used to watch years ago, I think this is like 4 years ago, that y'all had, it was called The Wisdom Needed to Get Through Jacob's Trouble.
Yeah.
And it was you and Shabbat. And this was something that really fed me. I'm talking about as soon as I felt my faith shake in the least, I would put that video on and just immerse myself, and I would be able to get through that confusion. And I would come out through whatever it was. It's big or small, it would stabilize me. I would be able to get my grounding. I would be able to stand on that rock and really focus and get through whatever it was, big or small. And I had to realize, you know, through those videos, you said to yourself, those are the types of videos that will help progress us through all of this.
Yeah.
And now when I watch that video, I just watched it earlier yesterday, and I finished it up today.
Praise the Most High.
And I had to realize what I usually worry about the most is what I really have to fervently pray for. Then I can get direction through that fear. Whatever it might be, it could be, you know, something small, as in, you know, just this morning, my mother-in-law came to me, and she was like, hey, I'm really worried. She kept putting out this word, worried. And in my mind, I'm saying rebuke. And I'm speaking to her through love, and she was able to calm herself back down, you know, without me having to entertain the, oh, well, this is just a scam. This is just a, I ain't have to deal with all of that. She might believe it, but I was able to navigate through just that small piece. And I came back home, and I prayed for her.
Praise the Most
High. She might believe all of that. This is not something that I'm about to subject myself to. I have kids. I'm not about to do this.
Yeah.
I'm standing on, like your shirt says, I'm standing. I'm staying put.
All right.
This confusion.
Praise the
God.
Most High. Praise the Most High. Thank you, sister. And
I have
give the
one
brothers,
more, I'm so sorry.
Give brothers and sisters the title of that video that you always fall back on when worry creeps in. What's the title of that video again?
It's hold on, I have it written down right here. The wisdom needed to get through Jacob's trouble. Yes, it was about 4 years ago. It was on the.
I know.
The wisdom needed.
Say it.
To get through Jacob. The wisdom needed to get through Jacob's trouble. Yes, sir.
The wisdom needed to get through Jacob's trouble.
Yes,
type
sir.
It in. We're in
yes,
Jacob's
please.
Trouble, and guess what? You'll be cool as ice.
Yes,
because
sir.
Because guess and hey, I know what I talked about in that. You have to realize when Christ was on the ship and all the disciples was talking about, oh, my God, we're going to die on this ship. And Christ was like this, laying back. And then he looked at it and said, listen, man. He looked him right in the eye. And he did like this, and the clouds came open and the sun came out. and right out, it was like, listen, man, if I'm not worried, you don't worry.
Yes.
I'm in control of this. Don't let the outside forces distract you from the mission. Okay? And that's what it's about. Don't let all these dissenting, confusing voices. The news, they'll say one thing today and something opposite tomorrow. They will. And it's making it where people don't know what to believe. So that's why we have to look at Christ, and he's on that ship like this, with the storms going and the ships being tossed, and that's the news, that's your family, that's everything, the waters tossed, and Christ is saying, listen, it's all right. I didn't panic, you don't panic. This is how we get through Jacob's trouble.
Right.
Keep your eye on the prize. This is just a phase. Today is the pandemic, the day is the plague, tomorrow they're going to do something else.
Right.
Stay cool. Go ahead. One other thing,
yes.
Sister. Go ahead.
I was going to say this to specifically Elder Gabbar, because he published this this letter, the Willie Lynch letter in reverse. Sir, please get that all the way published. I will get that. Oh, my gosh. That would be an amazing book to write. I stayed up last night so I could watch that broadcast last night. That was amazing.
Yeah, that's
sweet. So, Tawada.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Well, Heather, what she's talking about, I actually, you know, read the Woody Lynch letter, and I said, you know what? What will a letter or a book or a pamphlet look like if to reverse the psychological trauma?
The Woody Lynch letter in reverse. That would be sweet.
Yeah, and I titled the Woody Lynch letter in reverse, The Rebirth of an Israelite. So I'm still working on it.
Maybe that's nice.
Maybe we'll call, you know, we could work. I want to give, you know, and something maybe just publish it. Let me just, you could maybe just publish it and put it out there just for the ether, you know.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, you said it. Let's make it so. All right, Tawada. All right, thank you, sister.
Tawada.
All right. That sounds like a lesson right there. We may have to break that out in the academy and then put the pamphlet out too with it. 406 area code. Thank you, sister Amber. Pierce has a question. 405.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom. Hey, I have
Shalom.
A question. I've been following the church for about a good since like the end of 2015, right? And I got into the academy and I did like at least like seven academies, and I switched my phone one day, right? I got a new phone, and I had everything like saved on that Vimeo or whatever, right? And then my phone went crazy. My phone went crazy, bro. And when I went to go back into it, like they erased everything from my account. I was wondering if it's possible, if you could look me up. Like I go by Jacob Jenkins. Could you like resend me those things? Because like, you know, like that was like my study, and I don't have it.
I got you. Well, do me a favor, because it's really a separate administration that deals with that. Send an email to GOCCacademy@gmail.com, and we'll see what the administration can do to facilitate that for you. Okay? It's possible.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir. Yes,
that's,
sir.
That's really listen, because I'm saying, because I'm just, listen, I'm the teacher, but I mean, there's no way I can have enough arms to deal in every area of this thing. It's too big for me. So, right? So it's not that if I could help you, I would, but I can't do everything. All right.
Okay, well, okay, but I do have one question.
I just got a message. We don't keep old lessons. Not that far back. Sorry.
And y'all just broke my heart.
I'm sorry. What I can do is I can see if we have anything, because I know we have some people who have saved lessons who are part of it, like AC and others. I'll see what we got on backup, and I'll see if that. But usually we don't keep that far back. We just started archiving things lately once we upped the administration, all right? So a lot of things were changed and all that and recalibrated since then. So I'm sorry, but what I'll still do is see if some of it is out there amongst those who used to save videos like yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I do have a question. I do have a question.
Yeah.
All right, if I have some ideas for I Am Apparel, because the Most High like gifted me with a little bit of artistry or whatever, could I forward it to where should I forward it to? And I don't want no compensation. I don't want no compensation. You could take it, just make the shirt or whatever.
Listen. See, you're doing it again. I'm the teacher. I have a million people. Gabar is the I Am Apparel guy. We put out the I Am Apparel address earlier. It's I Am Apparel what? Elder Lloyd? I mean, Elder Gabar?
I Am Apparel Art at gmail.com. You send your artwork there. Make sure you leave a number or wait to reach you back, and then we'll definitely work with you. Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
I Am Apparel Art at gmail.com. There you go.
All right. So water, man. I love y'all.
And, man, thank you, brother, and thank you for all your support, even back then. And we have somebody in the chat who said, listen, they got all of it. They got all that stuff from back there. So who knows? Maybe we can connect it and get some of that stuff from the past. See, like I said, I'm not the archiver. Listen, when I'm teaching, I got that stuff back there, and I'm focusing on going forward. And I'm only teaching what I'm inspired through the Spirit to do today. So I'll let people archive and all that because I'm only one man, okay? All right, thank you. But I still thank you for all your support from back then, even till this day, brother. I really appreciate it. Okay?
Yes, sir. Order.
All right. All right, bless you. All right, we're about to break down in about 5 minutes. I only can take a few more calls. 646 area code. Earl. How you doing, Earl? You have a question.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Well, first, I've been listening to you guys since 2013.
Yeah. Earl, I'm listening to you. You're live. You there, Earl? Yes, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go on.
I just wanted to say, again, it's an honor speaking with you.
All praise be to the Most High in the name of Christ.
Yes.
Okay, let me make it clear. When it comes to academy transfers and all that, that got to be facilitated within the gathering of Christ Church, okay? So ain't no transferring and all that, no. You get with us if you have something, you get with us and we'll facilitate. Okay, we can't be breaking the academy rules, all right? Just putting it out there. But go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I just want to say I'm a 26-year-old male.
Yeah.
I have a young son. He's about to be 2 years old in December. And I've been listening to you guys for the longest time. I've been under a spirit of lukewarmness, I should say. And earlier this year, I got put in like a mental institution. I kind of went a little bit. I had like an episode. That's what they call it. And there was an analogy that you had put out a couple lessons back where you have people who are in the truth in the beginning, and their spirit was robust. And because they didn't properly facilitate that light, you know, bad things happen. And I wanted to say that I was one of them. I think I was one of those people who were in, like, a spirit of lukewarmness and, you know, didn't, you know, fully embrace the church. And I wasn't baptized. And, you know, when I got out of the mental facility, under the pressure of like a lot of family and stuff, I ended up getting the stuff. And I'm calling today because I just wanted to, you know, I already repented to the Most High, but I just wanted to ask, is it too late for people like me who do love the Most High, who do love a higher, but they made a foolish mistake? Yeah, that's my question.
Well, brother, I'm not one to decide whether or not it's too late. I'm a teacher. I'm a servant of the Almighty. Only the Most High can determine that. Okay?
Yeah.
The only thing I can do is offer what Christ has to offer, and that's baptism for repentance of sins. And because the Bible speaks that all sin can be forgiven, but the sin against the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven. In this world, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in this world or the world to come. So I'm not the one to determine whether or not it's your walk, brother. I was there from the beginning to deliver the word, and the word goes out, and the Most High put his spirit out, and guess what? It happened on you to make a choice. And that choice is still present. So it's not up to me to determine whether or not, I don't know whether or not where that stands with the Most High with your choices. It's your life. But I know that there's water everywhere, and that if you want to be baptized for the remission of sins, we can facilitate that.
Okay.
And we can start from there. All right. But as far as, is it too late? I'm not the one to determine that. Obviously, there's some time if you're on the phone saying, listen, I'm understanding that I've made a lot of mistakes. I've dealt with a lot of issues. I should have. But listen, don't live in regret. Get baptized and let the Holy Spirit guide you from there. Where you live?
The Bronx.
In the Bronx. All right. Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I write down your phone number, and I'll have Elder Gabar reach out to you, okay?
Okay. I spoke to Elder Gabar not too long ago, but like a couple weeks ago. But I guess we gotta, yeah.
Yeah, but the whole thing is I can't rehash that conversation because really what you're dealing with today is outside of the scope of our broadcast. But yeah. I'm at the end of the broadcast anyway, and I'm still – what I will do is I'll write down your number and have him call, and we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on.
I spoke to the gentleman. I know who you're referring to. Brother, you just got to show up to the church. That's all.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I have all his information, and he has the address of the church. He, you know, we spoke before, so he has all the details.
Okay, but there's two things that's going on. That's why you need to talk with him first, because we still got to understand the safety component between his choices and the body that's in the church also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Further conversations must be had, and this is not the place for it, okay?
Yeah, you're my number.
All right, so just call them tomorrow, and we'll discuss this going forward. But you can at least get baptized. We can start there, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Otis. All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bless you, brother. Shalom. All
right. Shalom.
Last call, 228 area code, and what I'm going to do is we got a brand new Mark of the Beast report this coming Friday. We'll have that between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. The New World Order's plans, the New World Order's for the Mark of the Beast, okay? Mark of the Beast, that's right. Episode 4, the New World Order's next phase in the Mark of the Beast rollout. It's what we'll be going into from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock this coming Friday, only on Patreon. I'll be able to speak freely until they switch it there. So it's patreon.com/agathering144. Become a member there. And we're going to have a full page, again, called Conspiracy with a question mark, where we'll start reviewing the old conspiracy videos that was telling people exactly what's going on right now. Okay? And we're going to be reviewing those only on Patreon, so become a member. Also, go back to agathering144, our YouTube page, and make sure you subscribe there so we can bump that number up to 100,000 regardless of how many times they're trying to stop that page. We need to get that to 100,000. Okay, so subscribe to that page. Tell your family members about it. Work with us to get agathering144 at 100,000 subscribers so that we can get to the rest of the earth without the shadow banning. And I'm
almost
sure they're
almost there. It's under 4,000 plus. We're almost there.
Good. The water. And I'm sure once we get there, they'll come up with something else. But help us get there. All right. We have two more calls. Make it brief. We have Jackie, then Danita, our last two calls. Jackie, 313.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Jackie. We have to be quick, so let
I'll
her rip.
Be quick. I got it written down, but before I say anything, I wanted to say that I appreciate you and the elders so much, and I know I can say that on behalf of thousands of others around the world that you have touched, and because of your diligence and your consistency, we have been blessed. So we appreciate you, Elder. We really, really do. We thank you for guiding us and leading us. And so what I wanted to say with my 2 minutes, or 1 minute, whatever, I recently had to go into the hospital, not into the hospital, I had to visit the ER because I fractured my foot over the weekend. So I went in, yeah, and everything went well. The beauty is that I went in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. But when I left,
yeah,
I had a beautiful boot they put on my foot, and I was able to walk out of there with crutches, and that was a blessing. So what I wanted to say to people is that we have to get rid of the fear, the confusion, you know, and the oppression,
yeah,
you know, that this super spirit brings on us, and we have to be convinced that the Most High has people in place for us during a time of need. You know, he has people in place for us, but it comes with faith. We have to have faith and believe. We have to, like you said, take up our cross and be responsible. Take responsibility and don't put all that responsibility on somebody else. We can't, like, lean on somebody else's faith. We have to develop our own faith by being in the Word, turning off the TV, getting in the Word, listening to the lessons like that young lady said. Get what we need, because it's like, if we don't pass these little bitty tests, what we going to do when something really happens? We have to understand how faith works, and we can understand that by indulging in fasting and praying and using simple common sense when it comes to making decisions. We don't have to call you about every little thing. We need to take the Word. When you get the Word and eat it and turn the TV off. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I don't want to discourage people who need strength, too, but I understand what you're saying. All right. Thank you, sister.
Shalom.
Shalom. And I'm glad Jackie said that, because that first one who called, who was able to get in right after Sunshine, that had those bullet points to challenge the church and whether or not it should even exist. I know that that's the minority, that that's not the representation of what sisters are and how they are is in respect of elders. I know that's the minority. But what I'm saying is that's a shame, because that particular spirit, I don't see that amongst other people, other races of people, where they can readily outright challenge the authority of men who are willing to stand and die for them. That spirit is counterproductive. Even if you thought that. That should be something that you deal with in prayer privately and try to have a conversation with us privately to get through it. You don't put yourself out publicly against your men like that. It's not right. 443 area code. Danita.
Shalom, elders. This is Danita from Baltimore Body,
Shalom.
DMV.
Yes, how are you?
I just wanted to say, after listening to everybody's calls tonight and what you guys have been instilling in us, just to say I appreciate y'all, brothers. If it wasn't for y'all, we'd probably be lost and still not doing, you know, still believing the same Christian rhetoric. But just to say for, you know, everybody do need their own strength, and everybody, you know, is wondering what to do. Well, the three things everybody can do is stand on your faith, cast away fear, and pray without ceasing. And the next is use critical thinking. Don't forget that before all this even came, everybody had an issue. Everybody was dealing with some kind of health thing. So when you go into the hospitals, don't go in with fear, but go in with the understanding and the knowledge that God gave you that you come in there for. If somebody try to come at you with something, just say, I thank you for your time, ask them for whatever information, and keep it moving. But don't let them know or see that you're shook by what they're doing, because then they're going to proceed forward. So in this time we living in, we gotta use critical thinking on all levels, and stop telling them everything we know. Like, if you're going into a situation, don't be like, oh yeah, I listen to church and this, you're lying. Just let them talk. Let them come with what they gotta come with, and they say thank you for your time, and you just move on. It's just like the saying goes, kicking the can down the street. Let them think what they want to think, but you smart.
Exactly.
And that's all I got to say.
There you go. That's wisdom right there. Sister Anita, thank you. Thank you. And I thank the Most High, and I thank you, brothers and sisters, for all your support. And I hope that a lot of the wisdom that have been bestowed on all of us through the knowledge of the Bible tonight, even in our interactions, conversations, questions and comments, that we edify each other to get through Jacob's trouble together. Understand, at the end of it, we're not enemies. We're not your enemies, neither are you ours. And at the end of the day, it's going to be the believers sustaining one another, all of us, through Jacob's trouble, okay? From the time that we're out there for tabernacles outside to the point where we're outside permanently in the wilderness, it will be the believers through the Spirit of Christ sustaining one another. So, of course, I'm going to end this with some positivity. Sisters from the Dallas body, TTK, that's right. And you know I'm going to start off this Wednesday's, I mean this next Friday's broadcast, the Mark of the Beast Report, Episode 4, with, that's right, TTK, I'll pray with you. Here's some sisters that are really, 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 really helping sustain brothers and sisters through these times using the gift of song. These young sisters, oh, man, what a song. I'll pray with you. That's what it's about, a support system that will get us through these times. Come on.